Welcome to How to Study in Germany, the podcast that guides international students through the exciting journey of studying abroad. From navigating student life to overcoming challenges, we are here to help make your experience in Germany unforgettable. Tune in for real stories, valuable insights, and everything you need to thrive as an international student. Today we have Polina as our guest, an inspiring student from Russia who shares her journey of moving to Germany to study for her master's degree in culture and organization. Polina talks about the challenges of finding shared flat, adapting to a new culture, and discovering the charm of Lüneburg, a town she has come to love. Hi, Polina. I'm really glad to have you here. Let's maybe start with your story. And could you tell us a bit more about your background, where you're from in Russia, and etc.?
Hi, Maria. Hi, future listeners. Thanks for having me here. My name is Polina. I'm from Russia, from the most beautiful city of this country called St. Petersburg. Previously, I was studying at my bachelor's art history. And now here at Leofana, I'm getting my master's degree in culture and organization.
Mm-hmm. What was the specific reasons, or maybe just reasons in general, that made you decide that, oh, I want to study abroad and I want to study in Germany and I want to study at Leofana University?
I had always a great desire of studying abroad. Why Germany in the first place? To be completely honest, it was initially just one of the options for me, not the particular choice, predetermined path. But then weighing all the pros and cons, I came to the conclusion that it was actually the best option. Then already chosen the programs, the universities, the possible ones, I started to look more properly into the cities. And it was when the Lüneburg fascinated me completely. And I should say that in reality, the expectations were totally met.
That's very nice. But how did you discover the culture and organization program? What did you like in it? And maybe what are you studying already here?
It was important for me that the program of my choice would combine both focus on practical activities with the research opportunities. So actually, I come from a very academic and theoretical background as an art historian. And I was considering pursuing a future master's degree in also conservative art history. But deep down, I wanted to expand a field of both my knowledge and career opportunities. So when I came by this program on just UniAssist, I knew it was a spot on. And also, and a big advantage for me was that the program is in English, because of course it is for me much more convenient than studying in German. Unfortunately, my German is not very well.
Do you have any already future plans after you will soon graduate this program? What career you want to build?
First of all, I should say that I am considering getting a PhD. I don't know right now in Leofana or maybe somewhere else, but right now I am so in love with the city that maybe it would be Leofana. Second of all, I have already pretty big experience of working in the field I was studying previously and right now, the culture, the museology. I was working in a museum for a few years. And actually, I want to continue this path. I want to work with cultural institutions, cultural organizations, museums, maybe again, combining it with my way in academia.
But how does your academic experience in Germany differ from what you were used to in Russia?
In fact, there are many differences in the educational systems themselves. First and foremost, in Russia, educational system is very much more hierarchical than here in Germany. And it shows in the first place in the lack of the seminars. Not gonna lie, I love lectures. But when it's only lectures for all the 4 years of your bachelor's, you're not gaining a very valuable experience of speaking of speaking up your ideas, of discussing your ideas. And here in Germany, I should say that the whole system, for instance, the system of master's program, is built on the discussion, is built on the speaking up,
on impressing your ideas. And
Of course, for me right now, it is not very familiar. It is maybe not very comfortable as I'm only starting right now. I'm in my first semester. But actually, I already find it very inviting. And I'm really trying really hard to overcome my shyness and to speak up at the seminars. That's maybe it, yeah. As also to the question of choice, which in my country is few. I find it very unusual to have a possibility to choose between different subjects and courses, to choose courses based on my personal interests, complementary or elective ones, of course. For instance, this semester I have a very interesting course about philosophy of architecture. It is very interrelated with what I have studied before, and it is very different at the same time because it is a very interdisciplinary program, a very interdisciplinary course of study. And I find it very, very interesting, and I chose it myself.
Regarding your, you mentioned that you are pretty shy right now to talk on the seminars. Me too. I mean, it's been almost 3 years since I'm here, and I still really, I cannot express my opinion. I'm still very shy. I still like, because of the education in Ukraine, in the post-Soviet country, if you tell something wrong, if your opinion is much more different than your professor's opinion, you instantly become stupid.
Yeah, I totally understand you in this case.
Yeah, and I still can get used to the fact that teachers, they will listen to you and say like, yeah, okay, but in my opinion, I'm really glad about it, but still I need time to get used to that. You also mentioned that still you're German on the very, 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 very beginner level. Do you plan to learn German here?
Yeah, of course. As I said before, Germany as a country for education was not a predetermined choice for me. That's why I actually never studied Germany before. Mm-hmm. Actually, I studied Dutch as my research interests were in the field of the Dutch culture and art of the 17th century. So right now I have a massive language transfer, as linguists would say, in my head. It is very confusing for me right now because I mess all the German words with the Dutch words in my head. So it is pretty much confusing for me right now. But I should admit that despite it's quite hard, I should study German because maybe some people coming from different countries have this feeling, they assume that everybody should speak English, but that's not the case. Maybe it's not the case for the small cities in Germany, actually. Maybe in the bigger cities, more people speak English. But here, you should know German to communicate on the basic casual level. So I think everybody should consider speaking from like the very start, maybe communicating through gestures, through the very basic forms of the language. But you should speak. Fake it till you make it. I think here
because
it works.
That's the third time when the third person mentioned this quote. Fake it till you make it. Yeah. And like, also in my opinion, if you plan to stay here in Germany, you definitely have to know German.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But do you know Dutch? On what level?
I knew Dutch on pretty much B1 level. But right now, I think I don't know it as good as I did before.
Because you didn't use it pretty well.
But again, I can read a little bit, maybe not speak again because of my shyness.
Yeah, I heard from some people that Dutch, it's pretty similar to the German, but it's harder at some point.
It's pretty close, but it has very different sounds, the sound structure, the phonetic structure. And again, I think it may be even more difficult if you know a language or studied a language that is very close to the German, for instance, because you have this like transfer. You may think that this word is this word. For example, no in Dutch is niet. Here is this nicht. Mm-hmm. And I'm messing it up all the time in my head when I'm trying to speak something.
I mean, I'm totally sure that Germans would understand.
Yeah, of course. But again, I'm trying my best.
Yeah, because I guess for Germans, it's much easier to learn English. Because at some point, the construction, the grammatical construction there, they're pretty similar. Not for us, when we're just coming even from the total different alphabet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. But do you plan maybe, we have at Leifana some courses in different levels where you can start from A1. Do you plan to attend them?
Yeah, actually I applied for the very basic course, A1 course, and I'm actually already attending it. So I will I'm planning on learning German. I hope it will be working for me. Mm-hmm. But also I should say that actually everybody here is very willing to help and willing to communicate. I had some experience of this language barrier here, but every time somebody volunteered to help me. For example, one time I had a very confusing dialogue with a cashier in the store who couldn't understand me. I couldn't understand her, but some random man from the queue just like waved his hand. He was willing to help me. Or like in the flower shop in the city center, the woman was not speaking English. I was not speaking German. She was like, "What languages do you speak except for English?" And I was like, "Russian." She said, "Oh, I know Russian as well." So we find a way to communicate here. Again, maybe through gestures, maybe through facial expressions or just some sounds. Mm-hmm. But I think if you need to say something, you will find a way to say it.
Yeah, true. But in the end, if I cannot express in the right way my opinion, for example, even in German, I feel so embarrassed. I'm red on my face. And I just, oh, please, I'm so sorry. I'm new here. I cannot speak German.
Yeah, but again, fake it till you make it.
And people have to understand that it's not your native language. You're not native speaker. But still, there are some people that cannot really accept that person cannot speak German. And all the time say, You have to learn German. You have to learn German. Yeah, but I still hope that in this city and in this country, there are much more nice people than the ones that just push you to, I don't know, German language, etc. Yeah, okay. Do you plan or have you been looking already into the job or internship opportunities in Germany? Because it's very difficult to find a job in the first months when you move to Germany. No one wants to take you without German experience. No one, mostly no one wants to take you without knowing German language. How has it been for you?
Actually, I've been looking for internships and jobs even prior to me being enrolled here in Lüneburg and Leofana. I've seen a lot of opportunities, a lot of job vacancies in the websites and all over the web, actually. But again, as you said, the knowledge of German is very important here for jobs, actually. And of course, there are a lot of opportunities for those who speak German and much less for those who only speak English. But again, I would advise those who just move in here. I would redirect the advice I was given when I was like just the first days in Germany. Take every opportunity you have. Take like every job. Maybe it would be some mini job at the supermarket or some other stuff that is not corresponding to your field of study. Mm-hmm. But again, it would be an experience. It would be a very good adaptive thing for you being in German society, you being a member of German society. Right now, I'm in a very active position of looking for a job. Actually, I had an interview today before our podcast started. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was successful right now because I didn't get an answer yet. But I have a feeling, I have a good feeling about it. Mm-hmm. It was in English and the position is actually in English. That's why I also advise to look for the positions within the university. There are a lot of positions of student assistants mm-hmm. for bachelor students, for master students. Again, there are a lot more of them in German, but there are in English. So you should also look at those. You should also look at those positions of student assistants because there are a lot of opportunities even in your exact field of study, even in your exact program. You can consider looking for a position of student assistant even in your exact program or for your exact professors. Also, redirecting the advice I had before from different students here in Leuphana, you can reach professors. You can ask them if they know anyone who needs the assistant, who needs the assistance, maybe with writing some papers, maybe with making some schedules. Again, it may be a very simple job at the beginning, but mm-hmm. again, it would be an opportunity.
Because sometimes they do not even upload the vacancy on the website or indeed StepStone. They do not upload it because they can instantly find the person, the student, just talking with them. And it's also very nice to just communicate with some students because some students, they already work here and they can just suggest you or propose you. Oh, you know, my boss, he is searching for the new assistant. So you can just apply and they can even recommend you. But based on these recommendations, they will take you probably.
Yeah, networking works, again, really good here. It is a very good option to just communicate, to just gain as much contacts as you can. And again, reach out, just go straightforward, ask. Don't just be shy like me.
Mm-hmm. How does your personal life look so far? Do you have any hobbies? Do you attend some extracurricular seminars or something like that?
Actually, of course, I brought my hobbies from my past life in Russia with me. I paint. I do not consider myself an artist, but maybe a little bit artistic I am. So I've taken with me all of my utensils, all of my stuff for painting and drawing. I'm trying to just go out here in the very beautiful autumn weather of Lüneburg right now and paint the architecture, paint the nature. It is a lot of it around us. Also, I was thinking about maybe joining Leuphana Orchestra because I have experience of playing clarinet. I was studying at children musical school back in Russia during my childhood and teenage years. And right now I want to maybe regain more experience of playing an instrument when I will get it from Russia here. And I know that there are a lot of orchestras, big bands, and camerata opportunities here also. A lot of opportunities to join them, to have, again, a new big community of those who love music as much as I am. So maybe sometime I will also join it when I will be more adapted in the life of, in the student life, actually. Also talking about my personal life besides the studies, I've noticed here in Lüneburg that the life here is what can be an embodiment of the phenomenon of slow life. It is very unusual for me as the previously living in the very big city in the megapolis, we can say. Again, for me, living in the big city, it is very interesting to see that there are nobody in Russian streets. Everybody just strolling very slowly, looking around and enjoying themselves here in this exact place. And I also want to gain this experience of slow life because it looks very fascinating to me, very unknown right now. I used to overtake everyone at the sidewalks because of my walk of the people from the big city, of my rush everywhere. But right now, I'm trying to slow down a little bit and I find it, again, very comforting to adapt.
Yeah, okay. Can you share your experience about accommodation? How did you find your flat? How did you find your Wege, or what is that?
Actually, I had, again, a pretty good experience with accommodation, which is...
You are very lucky.
Not very often here.
Yeah.
I applied for my dormitory room as well as I got my application here in Ljubljana. So I didn't wait until enrollment. Mm-hmm. I just got my application after I got my interview successful in my master's program. So... After a month and a half, I got a room, I got an agreement, I got all the papers. So for me, it was quite nice, quite good, and quite fast. But I know that it is a unique situation. So for those who are just thinking about moving in Germany, my initial advice is to look for the accommodation very much in advance. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you are just starting to look for the universities, then start
already searching
for a room or for a flat or for something. Again, communication here is the key, because I noticed right now that a lot of places are shared through the communication, through the acquaintance of some people. And for instance, yesterday, just a girl from my program wrote in the WhatsApp group that she's moving out from her flat. She asked to redirect this message to whom is interested. Mm-hmm. And as I know, one of my friends already sent her application for this room. Mm-hmm. So that's how it works here. It may be very stressful when you're moving, but again, it's, I think, adaptable. But maybe you should consider looking for a flat even prior to looking for the educational program, maybe.
Did you search for the accommodation and or the flat on Wege gesucht, or you applied in Studentwerk?
Studentwerk. Yeah.
Okay.
So for me, it was easier than for those who are looking for those private apartments. Again, I don't have very much experience of looking through these websites. I know that this experience may be very stressful, very harmful too. But also I know that there are a lot of chats, a lot of groups in Telegram and WhatsApp. And you can also consider to look through them, to search through them again, through the communication, through the networking. It works in the field of, in the field of the accommodation also.
Yeah, and actually, I think the dormitories work pretty well for the communication as well. Because when I just arrived, when I just hopped off the bus that took me to my dormitories, some Turkish girls just was all around me. They were helping with my bags. One of them just gave me the SIM card, the prepaid SIM card, and the first day of me being here. And it was so much help just because I just got to my dormitories. I was again in stress, in tears. And it was just very helpful, very willing to help. And I guess in dormitories, the community is very open.
You have students surrounding.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. And of course, you have also, initially, you have a big amount of students from your native country. I think everybody could find someone from their native country just to communicate, just to speak, maybe just to communicate about the previous experience or the country, the culture, the food. Anything, actually. We already have had a few like evenings of Russian speakers there at dormitories. They were very fun, very exciting for me. Again, as the reminder of my culture, of the people I am very much comfortable with. I can say that I already found some friends there.
Mm-hmm. Moving to the next question, like outside of your studies, outside of your history of moving, have you already explored cities or regions of Germany? Is there, I don't know, some place that left a lasting impression on you?
Actually, I haven't experienced many sides of Germany yet. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to, but right now I've been to just several cities around here, around Lüneburg. Of course, I've been to Hamburg. Hamburg is very different in rhythm, in tempo. Mm-hmm. It is much more fast. It is a very big city, of course. It is. It has much more resemblance with where I lived before, with St. Petersburg, for instance. It is very interesting in terms of architecture. It is very industrial, I should say. It has also many very interesting cultural institutions there. For example, Kunsthalle, mm-hmm. that I suggest everybody from Lüneburg visit because it has an amazing collection, actually. But again, it is very different from the Lüneburg in terms of the speed of the city, I should say. And also, I've been to Bremen, actually, with the community of Russian speakers also. It was very fun. I didn't like the city itself as much as I did like the time I spent with the guys.
Not many people like the city, believe me.
So I'm with this group of maybe not so much likers. The city center is pretty small, even comparing to Lüneburg, I should say. So maybe in the historical and the cultural way, the Lüneburg is even more interesting. Mm.
What do you miss the most about Russia? And how do you try to stay connected with your culture, your family, your friends?
It may sound silly, but what I miss the most right now, besides of my family, of course, is the food. From time to time, I'm craving some strange type of food that's very casual for the stores in Russia and that is very unusual for the stores in Germany. For example, some Russian sour cream or condensed milk or some weird stuff for Germans. Talking about connection with my culture, I don't think that I'm doing something specifically to have this connection right now, to tie this thread. But as a funny observation, I started to listen for a lot more Russian music from my childhood here in Germany than I was before in Russia. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm a big music fan, but not a big fan of the Russian music. So right now it is very unusual for me to notice in me trying to maybe really unconsciously communicate with my culture this way. Also, maybe another unconscious desire of communication with my culture is that I started to read a lot of works, a lot of books and stuff made by Vladimir Nabokov, Russian writer, who emigrated from Russia when the revolution, Russian Revolution, started in 1918. And he had a very prominent moment in his career, the Berlin moment, the Berlin episode. He was living here in Germany and he was talking from the point of a Russian immigrant. He was writing as a person who is not very adapted in the German society. Mm-hmm. He was for a moment critical to the German society, to the German people. But it is very interesting to read right now for me, being in the same position, the same course, a century later from him. But again, it is very interesting. Some of his novels that I very much liked before, for example, Camera Obscura or King, Queen and Knave are the novels that are written by him in Berlin. So right now, rereading them, it is a whole new experience of communicating with the writer and with, again, the Russian culture.
That's very impressive. Okay, then, before we wrap everything up, can you share your life quote? They just push you forward.
It is a very, very difficult question, to be honest. But I have one. It is actually a quote from a song, a lyric from a song, from a song from the artist called Greens. And it is the quote that is sounding like, "I rock, therefore I am." Again, it may sound very close to "fake it till you make it." Mm-hmm. Because I think you should
push yourself. Maybe you should imitate the confidence, and then the confidence goes to you, then mm-hmm. you really become confident. So this phrase, I rock the floor, therefore I am, is literally like the motto I have right now here in Germany, adaptating, communicating, expanding my social surroundings. Because again, I think every immigrant has problem of like zero social baggage, because you had this previous one and mm-hmm. here you have none. So you have to regain it from the start. And you can make a very different impression on everybody, very different impression from what you was in your previous country, in your native mm-hmm. country. You can just make yourself a whole different person. That's a very cool opportunity for everyone to just maybe start over again, or to continue, but much more confident, much cooler, much greater as a person. Mm-hmm. And again, you should push yourself to it, but you will rock it if you push it.
100%. Thank you so much. It was really pleasure to have you here as a guest. I hope you provided many, many information for the other students that will seek for the new university or something like that. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for having me here. It was a pleasure, a big pleasure for me to communicate again. Communication is the key.
True. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. You can find all our episodes on our website at podcast.leufana.de, as well as on Spotify and iTunes. Until next time, take care.